It's a few minutes past six, so we're going to go ahead and get started. I want to thank everybody for coming out this Sunday night. For those of you who don't know, good people in school, my name is Mike Yazza, I'm the athletic director here. Sorry for the time we just wrapped up, won't be able to be out back. Everybody's survived, I'd say that, so we're good shape there. One of the main comments before we get started, this is a very exciting time for Bowmore High School. And I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity you're going to have this fall. We had a process, we went through a process to get to where we are today for our coaching staff. And not only the guy who's going to be leading them, but I couldn't be more excited about these gentlemen who are standing over here who our head coach made reference to us. We go through it. About the opportunity that you're going to have, your sons are going to have, and these gentlemen coaching your sons. We've got a lot of things ahead of us. We've got a lot to go over tonight. But I did want to say a few words and let you know from a school standpoint, from a personal standpoint, how excited I am for this fall and the opportunity these guys have. And I'm also very excited for the guys who are going to be meeting these gentlemen. And again, like I said, we went through a process. And we did talk to a lot of people from all over the country. One of the things that became very clear in talking to them and experiencing coach in the last year was that we had the right guy right here all along. So when we were having that conversation with coach, we made this official. It was like working off our shoulders, working off his shoulders. I know it was a great day because the direction of our football program is headed to the right head and up. So with that, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you the seventh football coach of Bowmore High School, Mr. Todd Nellen.
Thank you, everybody. Start with prayer, please. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we love you, we praise you, we thank you for this great day. We ask for your blessings, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for the great gift of the Easter season, your holy sacrifice for us. Hold us close to your hearts. Help us to become men and women, children of Christ, and your great blessing be. We ask for your blessings and the intercession of our mother as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Victory, Lord, give me strength, Lord, give me courage, help me my best. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. So, a very warm welcome. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule. This will be one of the first short sweet invite everybody out here at 7 o'clock. And so, I want to say a couple thank yous first. First and foremost, thanks to Brother and Savior Jesus Christ for this opportunity. The faith that the Board of Administration has placed in me, President Marshall High School, Mr. Carl Kramer, the principal, my dad's been the athletic director, the rest of the administration and staff at our high school, has given me this opportunity to fulfill a lifelong dream. I started here as a freshman in 1987, and so I've been more for the last 32 years. I've been referring to myself as the new old head coach. And so I've been around the place for a long time. It's an extremely important part of my life. And so grateful for the opportunity, so humbled for the opportunity to help me this story program into this next great chapter. I want to thank my beautiful wife, Liam, and my five children. They're over there, and really grateful for all of her love and support. She's a rock at home, and I wouldn't be able to do this without the love and support of my beautiful family. Also, a big thank you to a very special group of people that are here tonight. That's our incoming freshman class, the young men of 2023. If you are a player or a parent in the class of 2023, I'd like to please stand up for you. Excited and happy with us as well. Thanks to the parents for all of their love and support. Thanks for choosing Waller. We know that it's a huge sacrifice, a huge commitment when you choose Catholic education, but we believe that you made the best choice possible for your sons. We're thrilled to have all of you. It's an important part of our Waller family, and specifically an important part of the Waller football family. So thanks to all of you, because without you, quite frankly, we wouldn't be here. Talk just a moment about the culture. And so when we left off last year, we really finished the season with a lot of great things that were going on. I wouldn't be here without Doug Rossell, some of the wonderful work that he did for 15 months that he was a head football coach. Doug and I are very close personal friends. As you know, I serve as the associate head coach under Doug. And the things that we had accomplished in those 15 months, right, not to be cliche, I think were fairly remarkable. A senior class and soon graduate, we've never won a GCL football game before and won the league championship. Put ourselves back in the playoffs. I think most importantly, we really, really did some things culture-wise that were extremely positive. And so, although we lost the last game of the year in the playoffs, the reality is this, we didn't lose anything. We have done a lot of amazing things. I think the kids got the football program last year with a very positive feeling about things. We had it in the offseason. And as you all know, Coach Rossell had the opportunity to become a football coach for the Cincinnati Bengals. And we're so proud of him and so excited. Matter of fact, since the time of him last night, he's just doing amazing work down there. And so we had picked up the ball on a fast game. The greatness of the culture was set in the right direction. There was a lot of exciting things happening with more football. It's now my job to pick up that ball and to continue to take the next step. And to build on the things that we've done in those first 15 months, I think the guys that are currently in the program right now will tell you that things are headed in a wonderful direction. There are three things I want to address with you real quickly as far as the culture and what you can expect. What I would describe is why, what, and how. Why we do this whole football thing. Remember that everything we do in Waller football supports the mission of the school. Everything we do in Waller football supports the mission of the school. So therefore, the why for us, is to become men God has created us to be. For these young men to become fully the very best version of themselves. Why we do what we do in Waller football is to help these young men become fully the men that God has created them to be. What we do faith, family, and football. Hopefully we do faith, family, and football better than anybody else. We aim for that to be authentically love our faith, to authentically be a Waller football family, and to authentically coach and play great football. And so what we do is the faith, family, and football. The last part of that then is how we do it. How we do the faith, family, and football. There's a long-standing tradition there. For the guys who are alumni, you've worn the t-shirt. Matter of fact, you probably saw that little guy t-shirt at your door. And it simply says this, Waller football is pride. It says, Waller football is pride. How we do what we do, pride, with passion, with great passion. Passion is the key to life. So you must see a lot of passion in this football program. Responsibility. We remember our word. Our yes is going to be yes, and our no is going to be no. We're going to be humble and honest with one another. Integrity. Integrity builds trust. In any great relationship, it's rooted in trust. We're going to trust one another because we're going to need that integrity. Determination. Adversity will strike all of us. That's life. Football is a game of adversity, but we're going to be extremely determined. And in excellence, the standard of football is excellence. It's the greatest high school football program in the history of the United States of America. And everything that we do, the standard is excellence. In the classroom, on the playing field, at mass, our community, and our social passion. We need to live that authentic. That's the culture. That's the direction of the program. That's what we're all about. Who's going to lead this thing? The coaching staff. We've got about 90 of the coaching staff here, and I've got a few guys that had conflicts throughout town, etc. But I want to introduce you to them. They're going to humbly lead your sons through the Lord football, through the 2019 football season, and hopefully beyond. I got to tell you, I'm so humbled that these guys have chosen to be a part of this football program. We've got former head coaches that are going to be coaching guys. We've got Super Bowl champions that are going to be coaching guys. We've got Division I, former Division I college football players that are going to be coaching guys. You've got a lot of little alumni that will be working with the fellas. I really, truly believe that we've got the best football coaching staff in the state of Ohio. I've worked tirelessly the last 8 to 10 weeks to make sure that the football staff is as great as we can possibly be. And I'll tell you, I think we've hit the jackpot on this thing. There's a spot or two that we still have left to be filled, but I'm going to bring these guys out. Gentlemen, if you come forward, please. Stand right here behind me. I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to introduce everybody. So, come on, stand right here. Right after the mid-quarter, we'll go. Go right down the line. Go down the cross. Thank you. Taiwan to join us. In the process of finalizing the freshman quarterback spot and offensive coordinator, and also in the process of finalizing freshman defensive backs. Support staff, strength and vision coordinator, Ryan Ross. His AD number one assistant, Mr. Doug Brandon.
First, Andrew Diamond.
Don't sit there for a week or 10 days or 2 weeks and say, I don't know what's going on. next is the schedule. Give you a little cheat sheet there. Pull the football calendar for 2019. The calendar will go live tomorrow unless so came up. So instead of wasting 20,000 sheets of paper, right, making 200 copies of a 10-page calendar. So everything will be on that scoping code when you log into download that. As far as I am concerned, the dates and times that are on that scoping code that you'll have complete access to tomorrow morning are 100%. There could be a change at some point in time. If that happens, it will be effectively communicated. But for now, we're supposed to be on October 3rd at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's on the calendar. Where I'm supposed to be on July 15th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's on the calendar. Where I'm supposed to be on Saturday morning, November the 1st. It's on the calendar. So you have a calendar that should effectively communicate with you everything that's going on in our football program for the next 6 months. And so I'm hopeful that that's really, really helpful to you, both for your short-term and your long-term planning, especially in the summertime, especially when it comes to any vacation plans and understanding the practice starts, etc. As far as I'm concerned, the things that are going to be on that calendar, on that scoping code, are 100% accurate. Celebration of Memorial Football, May 17th. Varsity only. That'll start at 6:30 p.m. That's indicated on the calendar that you will receive tomorrow. Let's go. And it's just that. It's a celebration of Memorial Football for the varsity football team. Varsity football parents can receive information from me on that, and we'll continue to communicate. Next big date, May 24th, that's at school. I know you guys keep track of that, but I mean, I'm guessing that the guys are fairly happy about that. You will not see anything on the calendar about this because it relates just to the seniors, and this is optional. But Mr. Allen, along with Mr. Jones, in charge of campus ministry, is putting on leadership retreat for guys that are seniors in our school building. My hope is optional, by the way. My hope is that there's a lot of guys that are seniors that will want to be a part of that leadership retreat. I spoke to those guys on Wednesday morning in our leadership meeting. They have ideas of what I'm talking about. I will be pushing information to senior parents about that. Summer lifting begins on May 29th, so everybody's off Memorial Day weekend. And then that following Wednesday, the summer lifting schedule begins. What time do I lift? If I'm a varsity football player, that'll start at 7 a.m. I'm a JV football player, and that'll start at 8 p.m. I'm a freshman football player, and that'll start about 8 a.m. Okay, 7 a.m. for the varsity, 8 a.m. for the JV, 9 a.m. for the freshman. And it'll be sort of a rolling operation. Each workout lasts, including lift, including run, including everything. About 2 hours and 15 minutes. So you'll notice on the schedule it's going to be 7:00 to 9:30, it's going to be 8:00 to 10:30, it's going to be 9:00 to 11:30. So we've got about 160, 170 guys that have to move in the weight room at any given morning. We've got to make sure we're really well organized. So we're lifting Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings. Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings by clockwork. If for some reason your son's a more advanced lifter, then we may know you on the group. If for some reason your son's struggling with labor, then we may move down a group. I'm calling JV, freshman, varsity, but at the same time, make sure the kids are prep lifting, particularly with the young guys. So summer lifting will begin on May 29th. Physicals, June 1st. This is Beacon, some quiz. Over off of Camp Road, 275, New York Highway, that area. Obviously, they have to have physical in order to be able to participate in football. It's a great opportunity to go ahead and knock that out. If you have your own family physician and you want to do that someplace else, you're welcome to do that. But we are a sponsor of a very grateful relationship that we have with Beacon, and they provide that opportunity for our guys. And so, very grateful for that. Summer Shields, June 4th, it's at Varsity Open. So we'll lift up my name Wednesday, Friday mornings in the summertime on Tuesday and Thursday evenings for that opportunity to still work. This is for the varsity team and or for some other guys who may invite to that. There will be 150, 160 guys out of the field at that point in time. We're just in the process of getting some of the older guys ready to play football on July 15th. So the summer still will be done something now with the city varsity. Freshman in camp, July 25th, 26th, 27th, that's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If you're an incoming freshman football player, we'll have every right to participate in that. That's a great opportunity for us to get an eyeball on you, to teach you some things about our football, to do some skill work, and start to evaluate you. If you're not registered for the camp, it's not mandatory, but we'd love to have as many incoming freshmen participate in that mini camp as humanly possible. Go work out the week of the 4th of July. Fly vacation camp or swimming pool. I don't want to see any players on campus, and I don't see any coaches on campus the week of the 4th of July. So, as far as we're concerned, that's a dead period for us. First day of practice is July 15th. The last couple weeks of July, we have some calendar practice in the evenings. It's going to stay on the calendar for the JV and for the varsity, 4 to 8:30, but it doesn't mean we're on the practice anymore. This is the same for the freshman, 4 to 6:30. So the incoming freshman will be 4 to 6:30, the JV and varsity guys will be 4 to 8:30. That'll be noted. Team retreat on July 20th. I didn't put that on there, but that's a varsity-only thing as well. Apologize. July 28th, senior swim party. Again, just for the seniors. Then the first day of today is August 1st. It's going to set on the calendar for JV and varsity, 7 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. 7 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The freshmen will go from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. So the freshmen will only have one practice, while the other freshmen will have two practices for 2 days. There's a freshman parent meeting. It's important for athletics on the evening of August 7th. That's freshman only. And then our team day is August 10th. That's the second full Saturday in August. We'll have a case scrimmage, we'll have pictures, we'll introduce our team, and Kim Hopkins also organizing a bunch of food for us that day as well. We'll scrimmage to go right in with everybody in the program on August 17th. The freshmen will be here in the JV varsity going to go right. The first day of school is August 21st, and we're rocking and rolling. On that Friday night, we go to Springfield at Dayton, Ohio. The freshmen will recite the scrimmage the next Saturday morning. We'll take the JV and the varsity with us to Springfield, Ohio on that Friday night. That Sunday, we're going to do father-son jersey ceremony. This will be for all the fathers and sons in the entire program. This will be a whole program thing. I'll be communicating with you on that. The fathers are going to present their sons to their jerseys for the season. And then kickoff, Saturday, August 31st, 7 p.m. against Indianapolis Cathedral. So my hope is that the calendar will be on Let's Go Big Go. We'll present you all the information that you'll need, whether that's your freshman football parent or whether it's your senior. And you got everything in the hands that you need that way for organizational purposes. The captain's parents are going to communicate to you on a couple of means. That simply means sign up genius where it says sub. So you're going to receive a sign up genius communication from the captain's parents on summer ball trades. The senior parents are food for the senior swimming party. Varsity only, and junior and senior parents. How about team meals? Those will only be on game day. And then all parents in the program, set of genes for fuel stations that involve things like bottles of water, bottles of Powerade, granola bars, fruit snacks, etc. You'll also receive some communication about the Wrangler from Kim Howell. That information is on the master calendar as well. Next. playing freshman football, reserve football, varsity football, forms and fees. What do I sign up for? What do I need to pay? What boxes do I need to check? Etc. I believe that everybody has a couple of papers in their hands. One of them has to do with fees. The other thing has to do with signing. And so there's a fee sheet for the varsity players, for the reserve football players, and for the freshman football players. There's an administrative fee that comes with playing your first sport caller for a particular school year. First sport is $200, second sport $150, third sport no administrative fee. In the past, the expense to play the sport and the administrative fee were listed as two different costs. This year, that's going to be identified as one cost. So you're just going to pay the one fee. That fee includes your administrative fee. So you're just paying one cost, not two separate costs. So just be aware of that. Freshman football parents, that doesn't make any sense to you. Anyway, for the returning parents, that should make sense to you. There are certain items that the program is going to keep in stock, and there are certain items that you're going to be able to buy on your own. So, for example, the football program does not provide a football piece for your son. We do most of our work through BSN, and we are a Nike football program. We're sponsored by Nike. We've got a contract that runs through Nike. BSN is a Nike distributor. So understand that website is going to provide the information. You've got to hand out on there with promo codes, with all the information that you need in order to be able to go online and start to order your gear. This will go live immediately. So there's going to be three different cycles in which that site will be open. If you want to use your stuff and you want to get it online, the order early. If you wait until the middle of July to order football cleats, the cleats are going to be ordered on July 14th, and they're going to show up at your house on July 15th, don't hold your breath on it. So understand, there's going to be three opportunities to order. My strong suggestion is that the sooner you order, the better. The cloth and the things that we're going to provide to you through our football program that you're still paying for, the things that we're going to hold in stock are socks, practice shorts, dry fit t-shirts, mouth guards, and practice jerseys. Obviously, the football program provides helmets. If you decide that you want to purchase your own helmet, you're welcome to do that. We have a number of guys that own their own helmet. But I can tell you, we're going to put your kids in the best equipment we can possibly afford. We'll provide shoulder pads. If you decide you want to buy your shoulder pads, you're welcome to do that. That is not necessary. We'll provide a football uniform as well. Things that we're not going to provide for, we're not providing their cleats, so you're responsible for their cleats. Very important that you understand girls. Moms out there, if you're interested in girls, what they wear underneath their football pants, it protects their hips and their tailbone. We do not provide a girl for you. Maybe you guys already have your own girls. It's very important that you have your own girl. In some cases, maybe you want multiple girls. There'll be an opportunity to purchase that online, or you want to go to any sporting goods store, but understand that you're responsible for your own girl. Gloves. Gloves are on you. Any other special quote-unquote accessory? You got a question on that, let me know. But the other accessories, those are things that are offered on the BSN site. If you want a special roller sweatshirt, roller football sweatshirt, for example, that'll be on the BSN site. Okay, that's not mandatory. If you already have a roller football polo, for example, there's an opportunity to purchase new roller football polos. It will be mandatory. that things that are run as sheep are mandatory, and understand that they should do it. The important thing is to purchase your own shoes and to purchase your own apparel. Those are two pieces of quite opposite that are extremely important. The good news is this. Therefore, if you go out and ask Uncle Joe The other $500 helps to support the football program. This is the only portable fundraiser that we do with the football program. My goal is this. You can purchase a $100 ad for your son in the football program. Good luck to Johnny from Granny and Pop Pop and Mom and Dad. There's a baby picture. Those kind of few things that I think are actually pretty special for both parents and for the players. Or you can purchase a $5,000 ad in the football program. One of the things that you'll notice is that they learn about sponsorship. There's different opportunities to pay on your specialist for your level of sponsorship. Coach Allen came in and juiced this thing up a little bit this year. So the big thing that I have here, $5,000, you can look at what's included with the $5,000 package. One of the things that's pretty cool is an all-access experience for our football program on game day. In the $2,500 package, in the $1,000 package, in the $100 package, in all the other opportunities that are in between. This is the way that we help to support the football program, make sure we can do the things that we need to do in order to make sure everything is taken care of. And at the same time, also provide an opportunity for people to pay for their fees. If, for nothing else, we go out and maybe beat Bush a little bit, knock a few doors and go to a business group and say, by the way, would you be interested in being a part of the Boy Football program? Boy Football has a relationship with ESPN Media. ESPN Media is involved with all the athletic programs they run, that's so they go. If you're interested, one of the things that happens through advertising is not only advertising that takes place in the fall sports program, but also advertising that takes place through ESPN, Gamecast, podcasts, etc. Rob Eagles, an older grad, runs that business, first class all the way. He played 11 football games last year with our varsity football team. Coach Russell also did a couple of podcasts, between, weekly basis here. They might ask me, there were 110,000 people listening to Boulder football last year. There were 110,000 people that have been online listening to Boulder football last year. When the Boulder varsity football team plays a game, the numbers would tell us that there's a minimum of 5,000 people that are listening to the game cast. Depending on who we're playing, and you can imagine which that game probably gets the most hits. I'm not very smart, but 110,000 people that are listening to Boulder football sounds like a lot to me. Holy cow. And for a business, that's a lot of exposure. I know they put together a nice people fall sports program, and that's nice. But there's a lot of other options out there. This is a way in which you can reduce your fees, and we can also invest in the football program and save a lot. Your support on this is critical. It may be simply, I can do a $100 ad for, like I said, Johnny. Or all the other packages and all the other options that are available. Mr. Steve Albright. See him hanging around the corner? So Mr. Steve Albright is in charge of our fall sports program. And he does a lot of coordination and organization on that piece. He'll be available when you walk out the door if you have any questions. My goal is simply this. something that we're really grateful, you know, for the fall sports program to be done on time. The stuff's got to be in by the middle of July. All this stuff is, all this information, by the way, is in your hands. You're always welcome to reach out to me. You'll see emails that come from Steve Albright. He really kind of runs a point for me on that. So, welcome to try to answer any questions that you might have there about payment, about artwork, about, any of that type of stuff. I'll tell you this, we have a bunch of generous people here at Moore High School because of that. There's some special relationships we have. You guys are going to do not contact this from us. Because this is folks that already give them a leg at Moore High School, and we don't want to pass it to those folks about getting more to Moore High School. So we will be able to do not contact this, and you guys are respected. If somebody's on, do not contact this, especially us for our local businesses and local alumni. There's about 30 or 40 people on that list that we prefer that you not contact in that process. Within the schedule, we inform the fees. We talked about the BS information, making sure that you have the quality you need. We talked about the advertising. You've got my contact information, obviously, tiongoa.org, 513-578-0136. 513-578-0136 is my contact information. That may be particularly important for anybody that's an incoming freshman parent. One last time, 513-578-0136.
We're grateful for the great gift of this sport. We're grateful for the great gift of the Moore High School.
wounds, forgive our sins, and strengthen our faith. Help us to become the children of Christ you've created us to be. We love you and praise you for all these things in your precious name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.